It's Grand Ole Opry time, starring Red Foley.
Two sprite acts, Tennessee, oh, come along with me. We'll get the gang together, two sprite acts we will go. We'll pour hands around an ocean wave, turkey in the straw. If you don't have a girl to bring along, you can bring your ma and pa. Two sprite acts, Tennessee, oh, come along with me. We'll roll the rug back to the wall and dance till the hour of three. In Spread Ant, Tennessee, how happy we will be. There's lots of fun for everyone in Spread Ant, Tennessee. All join hands and circle wide, spit me out like an old guy. Eat your honey and meet with a smile, all promenade, promenade a mile. Now Grady's got his guitar fixed and all tuned up to play. So step up, Grady, and
well,
let's see what you say, huh? Billy plays the steel guitar in Hawaiian style. All the girls in Hoot Creek has gone hooly hooly wild. Tennessee, oh, come along with me. All and dance till the hour of three. It's Spread Ants, Tennessee. How happy we will be. There's lots of fun for everyone in Spread Ants, Tennessee. It's Spread Ants, Tennessee.
Yeah! Thanks a lot and a good big heart to all my good friends and neighbors of Grand Ole Opry.
We got a capacity turnout again tonight, Red, and from the sounds out there, they're all anxious to see and hear Rod Brasfield, Minnie Pearl, Claude Sharp's Old Hickory Singers, the Jordanaires, and the entire gang.
Yes, sir, Grant, and I know somebody else who's responsible for all these folks being here tonight. He's that small package of personality, Little Jimmy Dickens. Yes, sir.
Well, Little Jimmy will come out, guitar and all, in a short while, but right now there's some funny business about to start.
Yes, sir, and the funny business will be carried on by one of the funniest men in the funny business, Rod Brasfield.
Well, thank you, man. Thank you, man. Howdy, Miss Foley.
Howdy, Rodney.
Hey, Miss Foley. This evening, I met a feller that told me if I was smart, I'd put my money in oil.
Yeah?
Well, by net, I went and put my money in oil. And what did he get me?
What did it get you?
A greasy pocketbook.
That just killed me to pull one like that.
Mr. Foley, with the cost of living going up the way it is, I just got to do something by Ned to make me some money now. I just got to have some money.
Rodney, I'll tell you, I can't tell you how to make money, but I can tell you a sure way to keep your bills down.
Keep my bills down?
Yes, sir.
Well, now, that'll help me, Mr. Foley. What can I do to keep my bills down, buddy?
Use a paperweight.
Howdy, friend.
That makes me so mad I could eat a piece of chicken. That'd burn your ugly hide.
Red-headed, thank you. I'm telling you the truth.
Miss Foley, I got to admit one thing. If I married my gal Susie, see?
Yeah.
Now, she'd save me money. That's an economical gal. Very economical. When I go over and call on her and we sit in the spark in the parlor there at their house, why, she insists on turning the lights down and both of us sitting in the same chair. Very economical.
Where's that bastard? I'm telling you the truth. The other night, I went over to see Miss Foley, and I figured I'd do me a little plain and fancy smooch in there, see? Yeah. I says to her, I says, Susie, give me a little kiss here, will you?
She says, oh, no, Rod, my mama, she's very much against kissing. I says, well, who in the cat hair wants to kiss your mama?
She seen I had her there. Made her so mad she could have just made her mad.
Well, sir, I got to talking to her, Mr. Foley, about being broke, see? I'm busted just as flat as a flitter. I ain't got dime one for nothing. I'm telling you, I couldn't buy a set of eggs if an old hen I'm busted, Chief.
Yeah.
And I went over to see my Uncle Sipe about borrowing some money from him the other day, and of course I knowed I might as well not go on because I knowed how stingy he was. That old man's so stingy he won't even wear rubber heels because they give. But I went over to see him, see, and I talked to him about it, see, and I asked Uncle Sipe, I told him, I said, Uncle Sipe, won't borrow some money, and he says, no. But, of course, I know they shouldn't have.
Yeah.
He says to me, he says, Rod, I ain't even going to take Aunt Sap nowhere else. I took her up to Nashville not long ago. And he did. He brung her up here, and they checked in one of these here fancy hotels here in town. And one of them American plan hotels.
Yeah.
And when he got ready to pay his bill, they stayed here a week, got ready to pay his bill, he owed them $50. Clerk down at the desk says that'll be $50. And for meals and board. I mean, board and room. Room and board. You know what I mean. He stayed there. So he says, look, I ain't had no meals in this hotel. How come I owe you $50? He says, well, look, Dad busted. The meals was here for you. He says, well, I didn't have no meals. He says, well, that's your fault. They was here for you. He says, well, in that case, you owe me $50 for kissing my wife. He says, look, I didn't kiss your wife. He says, well, that's your fault. She was here for you.
Well, I guess you're going to sing now, aren't you, Red?
No, not right now, Grant. Now comes a young man that we've had as our guest many times, and you can bank on it that he'll be back with us many more times. Little man with a big smile and a big voice, little Jimmy Dickens. Come here, Jimmy.
Thank you, Red. Thank you, friends.
Jimmy, before you hide yourself behind that guitar, how about letting us in on where you've been the last couple of months or so, huh?
Well, Red, it'd take me a long time to tell you where the country boys and I have been for the past couple of months, but for the past couple of weeks, we've visited with our friends up in Virginia and in the Carolinas, both north and south.
Well, say hello to all of our good friends up in Virginia and
Let's
South Carolina,
that.
Huh?
All right. Well,
now that we got you hogtied here, Jimmy, what you going to sing for us, huh?
Let's do a little bit of sleeping at the foot of the bed, huh?
My favorite.
Yeah. Did you ever sleep at the foot of the bed when the weather was a whistling cold? When the wind was a whistling around the house and the moon was yaller as gold? And you give your good warm mattress up to Aunt Lizzie and Uncle Fred? Too many kinfolks on a bad night, so you went to the foot of the bed. I could always wait till the old folks said and eat the leavings with grace. The teacher could keep me after school, I'd still have a smile on my face. I could wear the big boys wore out clothes, let sister have my sled. But it always did get my nanny goat to have to sleep at the foot of the bed. Was fine enough when the kinfolks come and the kids brought brand new games. You could see how fat all the old folks was and learn all the baby's names. We had biscuits and custard and chicken pie and we all got Sunday fed. But I know darn well when nighttime come I was heading for the foot of the bed. Now when you come. Having company all over the place to wrestle for cover on a winter night with a big foot a-sitting in your face or cold toenails a-scratching your back and the foot board scrubbing your head. I'll tell the world you ain't lost a thing never sleeping at the foot of the bed. I've done it over and over again in this land of the brave and free, and in this all-fired battle of life it's left its mark on me. For I'm always a-struggling around at the foot instead of forging ahead. And I don't think it's costing my doggone thing, but sleeping at the foot of the bed.
Thank you, Jimmy. Well, that's it, boy. We're going to have Jimmy back here in just a few minutes. You can sure tell by all the flaws that Ma Dickens' little boy Jimmy is sure a popular boy. Now, I suppose we have the Jordanaires keep things moving here with their fine rhythm spiritual singing of Dip Your Fingers in Some Water. Boys, sing.
Oh, Father Abraham, please let let Lazarus come. Oh, let him come. Dip your finger in some water. Cool my tongue. My tongue. Dip your fingers into some water to cool my
parching tongue. Just dip your fingers in some water to cool my parching tongue. Just dip your fingers in some water to cool my parching tongue. For I'm tormented in the flame.
Well, the rich man lives.
Well, it's going on.
Well, he lives so well.
Won't you praise the Lord?
But when he dies,
well, it's going on.
Had a home in hell.
Won't you praise the Lord?
Just dip your fingers in some water to cool my
parching tongue. Just dip your fingers in some water to cool my
parching
tongue. Just dip your fingers in some water to cool my parching tongue. For I'm tormented in the flame.
Just dip your fingers in some water to cool my
parching tongue. Just dip your fingers in some water to cool my parching tongue. Just dip your fingers in some water to cool my parching tongue. For I'm tormented in the flame.
Well, a poor man at last.
Just
as old as I, tell him when he dies,
at
a home on high.
Follow.
Just dip your fingers in some water to cool my
parching tongue. Just dip your fingers in
water.
Parching tongue. Just dip your fingers in
well,
my parching tongue. For I'm tormented in the flame, in the flame.
In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore.
In the sweet
by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore.
There's a land that is fairer than day, and by faith we can see it afar. For the Father waits over the way to prepare us a dwelling place there.
In the sweet
by and by,
we shall meet on that beautiful shoreline.
In the sweet
by and by,
we shall meet
on that beautiful shoreline.
Thanks a lot, friends. Thank you very much.
That was really fine, Red.
Claude, have you fellas got anything to do right this minute?
No, we're not going
not going nowhere.
Well, that's what I thought. As long as you're here holding up the piano, how's about a little bit of Little Red Schoolhouse? Here they are, the old Hickory singer.
Sometimes I think I was a little fool, little fool, little fool. Back in the days when I used to go to school.
What a fool when I used to go to school.
When I was a kid, gee, how I hated the little place where I was educated. Although I didn't know it, I was lucky then.
I wish that I was back again in the little red schoolhouse.
In the book and slate,
with my little book and slate.
In the little red
schoolhouse, I was always late.
You can bet that I was late.
I long to be back there where I was a scholar
in the days of yore.
How I'd stand right up there and holler,
2 and 2 are 4,
when we should have been learning
about the golden rule.
In what the golden rule?
A little heart's way
yearning.
Oh,
want to swim in the pool, and do those swimming too.
When I was
late, the teacher said, go bring your father right away. I brought my dad, and after that, he came with every day. Oh, gee, Jimmy, gee, I want to be in the little red schoolhouse.
When we should have been learning
about the golden rule.
We didn't want the golden rule.
Our little hearts were
yearning for the swimming pool, that good old swimming pool.
When I was
eight, the teacher said, you bring your father right away. I brought my dad, and after that, he came with every day. Oh, gee, I want to be in the little red schoolhouse.
What's that, Jimmy Dickens?
Yeah, Red.
Do you like to cut up?
Like to cut up?
Yeah.
Oh, Red, every once in a while, I like to act fool a little bit. Yeah, sure.
Well, we got a gal coming out here in a second. She tells me she aims to get you into a little conversation.
Oh, shucks now, Red. I could tell you who that is before you told me. It's the pride of Grinder Switch, Cousin Minnie Pearl.
Well, say, Jimmy Dickens, come in.
Well,
you cute thing.
You want to talk to me?
Oh, I'd love to just talk to you forever and a day.
Well, shucks.
Jimmy, what do you know about women?
Well, not too much now, Minnie Pearl, but I know one thing. They always got their mouth a-going if they ain't eating or talking. I know that much.
Well, Jimmy. I tell you, how about their figures?
Figures?
Yes, and speaking of figures, I tell you, I've always admitted that my figure is my fortune.
Say, your figure is your fortune, Minnie Pearl?
Yes.
I'll tell you, Minnie Pearl, if your figure is your fortune, you done got your money invested in the wrong places. I'll tell you that.
Jimmy!
Yeah, it looks like your curves, Minnie Pearl, has done turned into detours. If you
I'd be ashamed. Oh, well, I expect I better talk about grinding switch. I can't do no good with the feller. Well, for one thing, brother has done got him a new car. And that car is really a humdinger. Oh, and fast. Oh, brother can keep up with anything. Except the payments. And brother drove Aunt Ambrosie and Uncle Nabob to a convention last week. And brother says it was a scream the way they were so stiff and formal. Aunt Ambrosie was formal and Uncle Nabob was stiff. And brother got the same room at the hotel that Uncle Nabob and him had last year. He said he knowed it was the same room because the bathtub had a familiar ring. And while they was in the big city, they went to one of them there quiz shows, you know, they have on the radio. And Aunt Ambrosie still can't figure out why she didn't get more in a bar of soap for answering her question, because the quiz feller, he asked her, what's oxygen? And Aunt Ambrosie says, that's easy. Oxygen is the stuff we breathe every day. And the man says, correct. Now what's nitrogen? And Aunt Ambrosie says, well, nitrogen, that must be the stuff we breathe at night. Ain't no flies on none of our family. Not since we got DDT. Well, after, brother, he is on that contest, and he could have won him $100, but we all proud of him that he did. No, he'd never win $100 the way they're trying to get him to do it. You see, there was a feller got up there, one of them quiz fellers, and he asked brother if he knowed who shot Lincoln. And brother wouldn't answer him. And the feller says, come on, I'll give you $100 if you can tell me who shot Abraham Lincoln. And brother says, you can't bribe me. I ain't no stool pigeon. I ain't gonna squeal on nobody. Right out there.
Now, let's lower this here microhorn down here, and here's our little man, little Jimmy Dickens, once more, as we promised you. Jimmy, what you gonna sing for us this time, buddy?
One of my new recordings, Red, called When the Love Bug Bites You, He'll Keep Gnawing, Gnawing, Gnawing.
That's bad, bad, bad.
Now I'm all for marriage, that cute little carriage, just as long as it's another man. Know that love bug won't get me, I'll tell you the reason why. It's written in my little song, I'll sing it till I die. When that love bug gets you, he'll keep gnawing, gnawing, gnawing at you.
clawing and showing you away. When that lover gets you, he'll keep gnawing, 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 a chewing and a chawing until your dying day. All right, get on. He's in love right up to his ear. Well, that little love bug got him, and he can't eat or die. I've written in my little song, and here's the reason why. When that love bug gets you, he'll keep gnawing, 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 a chewing and a clawing and showing you away. When that love bug gets you, he'll keep gnawing, 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 a chewing and a chawing until your dying day.
Oh, my, my. Well, here's our old buddy, String Bean, wagging away at that five-string banjo. Folks, you listen real close, you'll recognize a tune called Pretty Polly.
Oh, when I lived in London, city of Maryland town. When I lived in London, the city of Maryland town, I met up with a lady, her beauty's never been found. Oh, they called her Pretty Polly, come go along with me. Polly, Pretty Polly, come go along with me. When we get married, some pleasure we'll see. Lord, I feel so unnecessary. Pretty Polly, Pretty Polly, you think it'd be unkind. Polly, Pretty Polly, you think it'd be unkind. Come sit beside me and tell me your mind.
I'm sorry, String, that we didn't have more time for you to pick longer tonight, but you come back next Saturday. Time now, friends, for a ballad, the one that we're going to sing for you, a little tune written by our good friend Ted Daffin called Born to Lose. Born to lose, I've lived my life in vain. Every dream has only brought me pain. All my life I've always been so blue. Born to lose, and now I'm losing you. There's no dream of happiness. All I see is only loneliness. All my life I've always been so blue. Born to lose, and now I'm losing.
All hands up and dance to the middle. Everybody keep time with the fiddle. First couple out and now you're gone. Swing that girl with the red.
This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.
Now you all, hurry up, boys, don't be late. Swing that girl like a hinge on a gate. 2 by 2, 4 by 4, couple up in the middle of the floor. 4 by 4 and 8 by 8, hurry up, boys, and don't be late. Bird in the cage, now you're gone. Swing the girl with a red dress on. Bird fly out and the crow hop in. Now your partner's gone again.
My, my.
Thank you.